What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Don, good morning. Lots of talk about the USDA report from today. Yield projections will be coming through and acreage projections. A lot of speculation on what this means to farmers and how it's going to affect price. Second thing on my list for what's hot is gold. Gold up $15 an ounce. A lot of news coming out overnight getting the gold market sparked up. Number three, 10-year yield below 2%. Currently, the 10-year yield is trading 1.9. The ability to go out and borrow money, it costs less right now to borrow money. That is definitely to the farmer's advantage.
Also, those outside markets are having some influence?
Very much so. So what's not hot? The American stock market. A lot of rhetoric coming out of China overnight, both with their currencies and just some comments about what they may or may not purchase in grains. And that's definitely affecting the crude oil market, the stock market, the currency markets all across the world. The yuan hit a new level that it hasn't hit in years, and that very much is on everyone's radar.
So with all this discontent between the U.S. and China, what's it mean for purchases overseas, soybean meal, those kind of things?
Well, the biggest thing I see on my radar for what's not hot is ASF is still out there lingering in China. So you have to question, Don, do they even need our soybeans and soybean meal? Some would argue that with all the hogs that have died, that possibly they can get away with just going to Brazil and Argentina and a few other countries in the world and buying soybeans and soybean meal from them.
Kind of an interesting side note with China and Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoin's up a bunch today. Not that many people I know or people listening to this trade Bitcoin, but I don't think it's going away. These cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, when there's market turmoil, you see Bitcoin has a real big bid to it today.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.